James Hubert Holzhauser was born in 1934 in Boone, at a time when North Carolina as a whole was ruled by the Democratic Party. But the western part of the state that had been loyal to the Union in the Civil War had remained Republican for generations. In an interview aired in 2004 on UNC-TV's Biographical Conversations, Holzhauser said his parents came from opposite sides of the aisle.
My mother was a registered Democrat until I ran for the legislature in the first time around and had a Republican primary. My father's family were Republicans, and at the same time, I don't ever remembering a political argument at our house.
Holzhauser didn't grow up in a political family. His father was an attorney and later a judge. His mother was a nurse and a homemaker. The future governor was a good student who graduated from Davidson College. He then went on to UNC Law School, where his interest in politics was sparked by legislative debates over court reform. 2 years after graduating, Holzhauser decided to run for the General Assembly from his home district.
It was sort of a rambunctious kind of decision in a way, because I was just green as grass right out of law school. We had a Republican incumbent, and if I'd had political sense at the time, I would have said, well, you shouldn't take on an incumbent, particularly when you're green as grass.
But Holzhauser won that race and just 3 years later was elected House Majority Leader. As the state's highest-ranking Republican, he traveled across North Carolina, gaining the visibility he needed to run for higher office. After serving as the state Republican Party chairman, Holzhauser ran for the governorship against Democrat Skipper Bowles in 1972 and won a narrow victory. Holzhauser was only 38 years old. Republican Congressman Howard Coble says at the time, Governor Holzhauser looked 10 years younger than he actually was.
He had that boyish charm about him. And of course, he came also to the governorship as a seasoned veteran of the legislature, where he was highly regarded by both parties as extremely fair.
Coble served as Holzhauser's revenue secretary in the new administration. It was a heady time for the Republican Party, which had elected North Carolina's first Republican governor since Daniel Russell in 1897. But Holzhauser's administration got off to a shaky start after firing Democrats.
They got some really bad publicity over some of the mass firings that occurred.
Rob Christensen is a veteran political reporter with the News and Observer.
They had some people that were inexperienced in running state agencies, so there were some incidences that were embarrassments to them because they didn't have a deep bench and they had to put some people into positions that were not prepared for that kind of responsibility.
Christensen says those appointees managed to do all right in the end, but it took time. Holzhauser got help from his then lieutenant governor, Democrat Jim Hunt, who helped smooth things over. Hunt says things calmed down once constituents saw how politically committed and progressive Holzhauser was.
Raising teacher pay. He had promised that during the campaign. He proposed raises in teacher pay every year. His proposals resulted in North Carolina moving from near the bottom in average teacher pay among the states to 27th, near the midpoint.
Holzhauser helped establish a statewide kindergarten system. He supported the Coastal Management Act, a nationally recognized environmental protection law to safeguard North Carolina's coastline. And he appointed minorities and women to important state government positions. Holzhauser had only one term as governor. Back then, the state constitution didn't allow governors to serve longer. NNO reporter Rob Christensen says history has treated Holzhauser well.
As the years went by, he gained more and more respect from both Democrats and Republicans, in part because his politics were moderate, and part of it was his personality. He was not a polarizing figure. He was more of a consensus politician. Most people would agree he was a gentleman. He was a very nice man, and people warmed to his personality.
After serving as the state's 68th governor, Holzhauser returned to practicing law. He continued his interest in education by serving on the UNC Board of Governors, among other organizations. Back in 2004, Holzhauser said that his early involvement in state legislative politics helped shape who he was as a person.
It taught me that you have to respect those who disagree with you. Doesn't mean you got to agree with them, but you need to respect the fact and not assume that they're just stupid or crooked because they think differently. that's served me well my whole life, I think.
Governor Holzhauser died on the 52nd anniversary of his wedding to his wife, Patricia. In a statement released by the Holzhauser family, they say they are grateful for the governor's example of wisdom, integrity, love, and servant leadership. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.